I would like to say goodnight to all you beautiful viewers and get all cozy now and have a beautiful sleep with sweet dreams. And sometimes when you are falling asleep, going from the waking state of consciousness to sleep state, sometimes we experience this gap in between waking and sleeping. And this is a place where people transcend and experience unboundedness, sometimes a blast of white light, a very blissful feeling. Maybe this will happen to you this evening. You can't force it to happen, but with transcendental meditation, it happens each time you dive within. So again, just get yourself in a good, comfortable position. Have a beautiful sleep with very sweet dreams. Thank you very much.
Is it okay?
Okay, good deal, bud.
This was what I was talking about.
And
show it.
But Uli was putting out
clips of you just sitting there.
Morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM inside of our new time slot from 9 AM to 10 AM now every Tuesday mornings. On this week's episode, we remember the life of a director who we lost earlier this year, who was probably a very influential director to the world of cinema and to the world of the Iconic Sounds of Music as well, too. That would be director David Lynch. And we'll begin our exploration inside of the worlds of David Lynch with where it all started out first, probably with Twin Peaks. We're going to hear the main theme from Twin Peaks, and we're also going to hear the theme from Laura Palmer. And that would be the music composed by Angelo Badalamenti. So you are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. Thank you. listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. We continue with our look at director David Lynch as we remember him through his life, his work, and also the music that accompanied his films. So first off, we're going to hear from his two first features, which were The Elephant Man, music there composed by John Morris. I would describe Elephant Man as one of the most accessible David Lynch films that doesn't really dive into his more complicated works, but it's accessible for all audiences. So if I had one David Lynch film to start off with, even though it wouldn't define the director of David Lynch, I feel that The Elephant Man is his most accessible to newer audience members. And then we're going to hear from Eraserhead. So I would describe this as a good entry point into David Lynch, too. It is inside of black and white, but it also describes his art house style of cinema. So that's why I would put Eraserhead as one of the films that is essential viewing for any new person coming to David Lynch. Even though I did not enjoy it as much as I enjoy his other films, I feel that Eraserhead showcases his art house cinema genre very well. The music there composed by Faye Wally, Peter Ivers, and David Lynch. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. Thank you. Heaven there from the David Lynch film Eraserhead, music there from Fats Waller, Peter Ivers, and David Lynch. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. So before we get to some of the songs featured inside of David Lynch films, I'm going to play one more track from the original score for Mulholland Drive, composed from frequent collaborator with Lynch, Angelo Badalamenti. We're going to hear the Mulholland Drive theme song, and then we'll come back to some of the original songs, or some of the songs featured, not original songs, but some of the songs that were featured inside of David Lynch films. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. Here is Angelo Badalamenti with his score for Mulholland Drive.
Thank you.
Angelo Badalamenti there with his score for Mulholland Drive. So I feel that Mulholland Drive has to be one of my favorite films from David Lynch, if not my favorite, because I feel that it resonates with all of the main themes that David Lynch tries to superimpose inside of his films. Themes about dreams, themes about nightmares. There's quite literally a character that has a nightmare. There's also jealousy coming into play. And also he wants to talk about the Hollywood machine. So it wouldn't be wise enough to say that Justin Theroux's character of the director inside of Mulholland Drive has the same type of hairstyling as David Lynch would have if you watched the film. So definitely upon revisiting Mulholland Drive when it was out inside theaters earlier this year, I can state that Mulholland Drive is probably my favorite David Lynch film. So from that film, we're going to hear the song For Every Little Star. You were tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. Dum, da-da. I've told every little star from Mulholland Drive. Good morning. You are once again tuned in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. We get to some of the tracks from Blue Velvet. The music was composed by frequent collaborator Angelo Badalamenti, who worked with Lynch on two multiple projects, including Twin Peaks, Mulholland Drive, Blue Velvet. But we're going to hear some of the tracks from Blue Velvet. We're going to hear Roy Orbison with the track Only in Dreams. But before that, we're going to hear from the Wild at Heart soundtrack. We're going to hear Chris Isaak with Wicked Games. Wild at Heart, a film that I need to catch up with, regrettably. So that is going to be the first track that we're going to hear. And then when we come back from break, Roy Orbison with Only in Dreams. You're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sound, CJLO, 1690 AM here in Montreal. Mm-hmm.
Just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams I walk with you. In dreams to you. If I cry, I remember that you said
Oberson there with Only in Dreams from David Lynch's film Blue Velvet. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal, inside of our new time slot from 9 AM to 10 AM. Now we're going to get to another David Lynch film, and that would be his film Lost Highways. I have not seen that one. However, it has music from Nine Inch Nails. The Perfect Drug is the song indeed. I know that Andrew was once onto At the Movies when we were doing the live episode outside of the Hall building, and he played The Perfect Drug from Lost Highways. So we're gonna play it onto the show today because I haven't seen it, but it is a great song. And yeah, Nine Inch Nails. They were the first ones to work with David Lynch, and they've gone to work with David Fincher, and now with Luca Guadagnino and Pixar films. So you see how the world of Nine Inch Nails started with David Lynch, but it didn't end with David Lynch. They've gone on to work with other film directors, but definitely you can see how David Lynch paved the way for their career inside of the film industry.
I got my head, but my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. Shouldn't go, but you're reaching, dragging, shaking me. Turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die. Perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug.
drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug. You are the perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug. You are the perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug. You are the perfect drug, the perfect drug, the perfect drug.
So that is going to do it for this week's show for At the Movies. Thank you all for tuning in as we remember David Lynch as one of the great auteur directors of his time. And we're going to remember him by playing a small little clip of a motivational moment from David Lynch expressing his creativity to never give up inside of your creativity. And then we're going to hear from one of his favorite artists of all time, David Byrne, and the Talking Heads with Once in a Lifetime. And on to next week's show. Well, we begin our Mission Impossible retrospective with a look at Mission Impossible 1. Danny joins me for that one. And then maybe we'll take a look at scores from cinema, some new ones. Or maybe we'll go elsewhere, too, and I'll talk about one of my favorite films of the year so far. So it is up in the air for next week, but definitely a Mission Impossible retrospective starts with Mission Impossible 1 next week. Have a good week of streaming. Bon cinema. Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Is up next at 10 to 11 a.m. here on CJLO 6090 a.m. Bon cinema.
And so you just stay alert. Do your work. Don't worry about the world going by. It doesn't mean that you can sit around and not do anything. You've got to get your butt in gear and do it. And don't take no for an answer. Translate those ideas to cinema or to a painting or to whatever. And figure out a way to get it done.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile, and you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Same as it ever was.